The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. Welcome to those of you gathered here in the sanctuary for in-person worship. Also, welcome to those tuning in on our online worship as well. We're glad that you're with us today, celebrating the wonderful word that God has for us today. We're going to hear that we are children of God. Always an important reminder at church to realize that the inner quality of being a child. This last week, did you feel the change in the temperature and the change of the season coming? It was about Friday. Yeah, it was Friday about 1:30. That first raindrop came, and the feeling on my heart was like, oh no, that means the nice weather's over and rain is setting in for the next few months. Later in that evening, we were talking, I was talking to one of our kids, and they had a completely different perspective. They were happy. That's the way kids are. They live with expectancy. It means Halloween's right around the corner. And then Christmas. You know, it's that living with expectancy that is so beautiful in the heart of a child. And we want to capture that as followers of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus does say, receive the kingdom and receive it like a little child. We'll hear that today in our gospel text from Luke 18. We do have some announcements to share with the congregation. The first is that the next two Sundays are fairly busy Sundays for the church and its calendar. Next Sunday is Reformation Sunday. The congregation is encouraged to wear red for our 10 o'clock a.m. service here at Peace. And then in the afternoon, we're having a joint Reformation service at Zion Lutheran Church in Corvallis. Following that service, there is a dinner that's provided. The main dish is provided, I should say. That's bratwurst and sauerkraut. That's I love that. That's sauerkraut's a go-to for me. If you do plan on attending, that, of course, is provided. We just ask that you bring dessert or a side dish to share with others. That's 3 p.m. Next week at Zion Lutheran Church. The following Sunday is All Saints Sunday. How can you remember that? That's the Sunday you wear white. Recognize that you are a saint. If you have someone that you'd like recognized for that moment of silence when we recognize those who have died in the faith in the year before or even years beyond that, please email Dan Dusek, our administrative assistant, or email myself. I can get that on the list as well. We want to keep track of that. All right, looks like we have some other announcements to share. Just Sally.
Well, as you know, the Bazaar is coming up November 5th.
So please plan on attending. Grandma's Attic items and any craft items that you have are due today through the 30th. And when you bring your items, you can put them in the windows on the east side of the fellowship hall. On Sunday, November 13th, items will be priced half price. So if you have brought something and you'd like to take it home, you need to pick up your item before then. It will still be full price clear up to the 13th so that Rotary and the Chamber has a chance to look at the items too. So on the 13th, take them back if you need to. If you're not going to be here, you can tell either me or Colleen or Jeanette and we'll pull your item so that it doesn't get sold for half price. And cookies are due November 4th. And during fellowship today, I have several people who are going to be taking items from the attic in the fellowship hall, all our Bazaar stuff, and they're going to be putting it in Sunday school rooms. So fellowship will still go on, so just ignore those people if you can. Thank you.
A couple of people are saying, I always ignore those people. One final detail about our service today is a special service, and then we get to add to our church family. A child is coming into our family here. That child's name is Debbie Weiler. Where's Debbie here this morning? Right in the back. So right after the Apostles' Creed, we'll be inviting Debbie forward for interrogation and so forth. No. Very simple process, just going over the things that we talked about in our sessions together, and then we'll have a prayer for Debbie as we welcome her into the family of God here at Peace Lutheran Church. Exciting start to our service this morning. We have our choir here to lead us in song. I'm going to invite them forward. They're going to sing our opening choral anthem, A Servant in Your Heavenly House.